Welcome to the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Welcome to this week's episode of the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Thanks so much for listening and spending a little piece of your day with me here. I know there wasn't an episode last week, and I do apologize for that. That was due to my traveling and taking some time off right after the holidays. But it really gave me some time to think about where we're going this year and how we'll spend the next couple of months trying to make your everyday just a little bit better, hopefully resulting in a better you. Now, the trajectory in which we'll try to move will be a little bit more focused on habits, the things you do every day that make you who you are. We'll be talking about how you can make meaningful changes, set worthwhile goals, and effectively rewire your brain to become a more disciplined person and improve your life one step at a time. As people who are way smarter than I am have noted, real change doesn't happen via a few large steps. It occurs with dozens of small steps and adjustments. So I won't waste any more time. Let's go ahead and dive into this. This week we'll be talking about making goals that you'll actually meet. If you're anything like me, you probably receive upwards of 20 to 30 emails every day. Chili's has a special. Your favorite band is going on tour. Your cable bill is due. Someone signed into your Netflix, etc., etc. All of these emails can be quite annoying, and it's really hard to not erase them just as quickly as they arrived, especially with how easily it is to just press that trash can button on that email itself. Recently, while I was away on vacation, I received an email from a local running store where I purchased the shoes I'm using as I trained for my first half marathon. And my brain went through the default process of preparing to delete hello habits, just like, you know, we're talking about. But the subject stuck out to me: how to set SMART goals. SMART was in all capital letters. I decided I would keep reading just to see what they were talking about or suggesting. It's quite odd to see a single word capitalized in a heading that shouldn't normally be in all caps. The byline, this is what that byline said: setting goals is an important exercise for runners. Choosing goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound is a great place to start. Here's how to establish running goals and the gear you'll need to work towards them. The idea of the SMART goal model has allowed leaders, and clearly as we evidence here, athletes as well, to make themselves better using these five criteria and advance their businesses, careers, and personal lives. It's something I was taught when I first began my current position, and it's something that I'm sure I'll use for the rest of my life as I continue to grow and affect my everyday. So let's break this down just a bit. What is a SMART goal? Now, as I mentioned earlier, what it said in this byline, there are five different criteria and different sections of this goal-setting model, more of an anachronistic situation where you're making specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. So we'll start with that first letter, specific. Goals that have a clear and developed definition are goals that you'll meet. Asking yourself questions like, what do I want to accomplish? Why is this goal important? Who is involved? Where is it located? And which resources or limits are involved will narrow down your focus and give you a target at which you can aim. Measurable. Like products and projects you accomplish at work, your goals have to have progress points against which you can track your success. Knowing where you are in comparison to your benchmark is key to evaluating how you're doing in meeting these goals that you're setting. Achievable. Let's be real here. Setting astronomical, unrealistic goals will result in unaccomplished goals. Your goals, while they'll ultimately result in your growth must still be within your wheelhouse and actually possible. Relevant. This might seem like a no-brainer, but the goals you that you set, they have to matter to you. And even further, they have to align with others that exist both in your personal world and or in your circle of family or friends. You're not going to work towards a goal that doesn't have any bearing on your life. Now, let me just take this a step further. If you are married in a committed relationship, have other people that depend on you or have some relation to your everyday or bearing on your everyday, you need to make sure that the goals that you set are congruent or at least can make sense with these other people. And finally, time bound. There's got to be an end date, deadline, and or finish line to your goals. They can't go on in perpetuity necessarily, but they just can't be a very short runway. Now, how does this play out in the real world? Earlier, I mentioned that I'm running my first half marathon this year. If I wanted to be careless, I could wait until race day to begin running. But we all know that that really wouldn't end well for me. If you ever run a half marathon, a marathon, some sort of distance race that's longer than just a mile or two, you know that you've got to train and you got to do something to build up to the day that you run that full distance. Using that SMART model goal to define my half marathon dream, as it is right now, my goal is clear and specific. I want to continuously run 13.1 miles at one time on a specific date on a specific course. Thanks to the good people who created the Nike Run Club app, I'll be using the measured progressive training plan they've put together to track my progress and build up my endurance and strength. This goal of running 13.1 miles isn't necessarily an unrealistic goal for me, as I've run between 8 and 10 miles in a single workout before. And it's a goal that contributes to my aim for being healthy and fit. I have about 14 weeks between now and race day to get ready, with daily plans and guides to get me there. So I encourage you, we've just talked about this SMART goal model with these five criteria of specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Look at something in your life. It could be a reading goal that you have, a fitness goal like mine, or something else. Using this framework to structure your goals will ultimately lead you to a place where you can actually meet the goals you want to achieve and become the person you want to be in the long run. So what now? What's next? Do your goals need a tune-up? Do you need to dissect the goals that you set on January 1st and break them down further? Do you need to scrap them and start over again, maybe? Taking real ownership of your goals through this SMART method will prove invaluable to your personal growth and improvement. And it's where we start as we move toward the trajectory I mentioned earlier of making our habits more effective. This small intentional decision in the right direction will make a difference for you, I promise. And I can't wait to see how this changes your everyday. As we close, normally I do my announcements at the top, the things that I want you to know, but I want to start changing things up, doing them towards the tail end so that we can really get into the content and really dig deep into what we'll be talking about. So I just have two announcements. Number one, if you aren't subscribed to or following the Everyday Podcast in your preferred podcast player, make sure you're taking the appropriate action to get each new episode delivered to your show feed each week. Try to keep these episodes under 30 minutes so that you can listen to them while you're driving to work, you're on lunch, or heading home. Number two, thanks again to everyone who's purchased my latest book, Work the Problem. If you haven't already, if you haven't purchased the book yet and you are a pastor who leads a church staff or works in the faith-based sector, if you will, if you are a leader of a team and you have people who report to you, or if you work on a team and hope to be in a place of leadership one day, here's the thing. We all experience some sort of problem, and this book, I believe can change the way that you address a problem. If you add this style and this plan into your everyday life and make it a part of your habits, solving problems will get easier. And I don't just say that because I want you to buy the book. I've lived that through this five-step process. So I encourage you, if you haven't already checked out the book and picked it up, you can head to the link in the show notes to purchase your copy from Amazon. Now, as we kind of step out of how to create goals that you'll actually meet, next week we're going to talk about how your goals are more than just the finish line. So come back next week as we continue this conversation. So just like I want to remind you every day, and every time that we talk, your everyday matters.
Thanks for listening to the Everyday Podcast. Don't miss out on new episodes dropping every Monday. Hit the follow or subscribe button in your preferred podcast player to keep up to date. For resources and additional info mentioned in this episode, head to the show notes to learn more. While you're there, you'll find links to our social media outlets you can follow to stay connected between episodes. Remember, your everyday matters.